everyone. It is now Crush Night here on the All Games Network, live with episode 12. And I'm your host, Phoenix. And with me today is...
Kitsune. And you can tweet us during the show at twitter.com/crushcast. We'll read them at the end.
And you can call us anytime during the show on Skype. The Skype name is Crushcast.
Of course. And hop into chat.allgames.com and chat with us throughout the show. We will read anything you say. Probably even if it's explicit, because, you know, I don't pay attention. And today, our guest host is Eric.
Hello.
Hello. And he is the co-host of what show?
RP Grinders, which is on at 6:30 to 8 p.m. EST on Fridays.
Yes.
It's right before Friday Night Gaming.
And it's a good show, usually. All right. I usually like to listen to it. I'm just kidding. All right.
Ooh, you're listening to the Crush Cast.
And who do we have a happy birthday to?
And December 5th will be Redonkulous's 25th birthday. So happy birthday to Redonkulous.
Happy birthday to you. And over the hill. No, I'm just kidding. All right. 25 years. That's 1/4 of a century. There you go. That's all the announcements we have. I don't know if there's any other birthdays because no one told me, so.
I didn't see any. I don't know. So that's the only one I could find.
Alrighty. Let's see. And now we're on to gaming news. And the first article from PlayStationLifestyle.net, I found this really funny. Amazon made a boo-boo on the Black Friday PS3 bundle. They were offering this huge bundle with the PlayStation 3 and Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition, Pixel Junk Shooter, and the Karate Kid on Blu-ray. And $25 for the future video game. Well, they end up sending emails out saying, oops, we are not sending you the Game of the Year edition for Uncharted 2. We're just sending Uncharted 2 Standard Edition. Oh, we're very sorry about this. And they're offering a $10 promotional code to apply towards pre-order of any of the titles, including Killzone 3, Infamous 2, Little Big Planet 2, so, and other titles. So, what do you think about that?
Well, I think somebody wasn't doing their job.
Somebody was eating pizza. I don't know.
Well, it's not a Sony issue. It's a Amazon issue. And we're getting echo. Is anyone listening to the stream? Either one of you?
I'm fine.
It's not me.
Okay. So, whoops from Amazon. I don't know how upset I would be about that, but I probably wouldn't be too upset, but I'm sure there's some people who are like, no, I want the Game of the Year edition.
Their coof is your game, though, because you get that coupon now.
Yeah. You get a coupon, so be happy. next news story from gamerfeed.vgcharts.com. Famitsu, the famous video game magazine in Japan, has announced that Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is getting about 10 more fighters. So that's pretty exciting for those following news about this game. But some of those may be DLC fighters. No one's sure. And they're also going to have 6 people playing online at 1 person. Actually, that was just considered, but it was dropped due to online networking constraints. So, I mean, that's obvious that that would probably be an issue there. They're having trouble with online play due to the 3-on-3 aspect of the game. So, hopefully they get that worked out. There's a few more news here, so I'll just post this into chat if you're interested in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I think everyone should be at least a little interested in this game.
A little interested? I'm like, this is like one of the games that I'm waiting for. Come on. I mean, it's Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I want to play Zero.
I just like Wolverine, people. Come on. I'm like a really big Wolverine fan, and I just think he's the man.
I'm going to play as Deadpool, Captain America, and She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
Yes. and Chun-Li, you got all the Capcom, too.
What, why am I not surprised, Kitsune?
She-Hulk is awesome.
That does not surprise me.
Unfortunately, she's always green. That would suck. To always be green. Maybe. Oh, Frank just says it's nice to hear Eric K on Crushcast with the gals. Is he calling you a gal?
I guess.
Station to come on our show if you're a guy, you have to wear a dress and lipstick. So we're just imagining you wearing that. Hopefully, all our listeners are as well. All right, and if you want to chat with us and make comments about what I just said, or Marvel vs. Capcom 3, hop in chat.allgames.com. Tarklaw says, I'm interested in MVC 3, even if I'll probably get my ass whooped in it, but it should at least be fun to play. Oh, there, thanks, Tarklaw. I just cussed. Of course, it's always Tarklaw. Did you notice that?
If you want me to wear a dress, I'll wear a kilt instead and pretend it's a dress. Because, wait, that's Scottish. I'm Irish. Never mind.
If you wear a kilt, then you can't wear underwear. I'd rather you wear a dress. Okay. My next news story that I had for you guys on videogamer.com. Sony recently said, we've sold 4.1 million moves, you know, but that was just the shipping units. They're really exaggerating. They actually have sold around 2.5 million PlayStation Move units, so that's a little over a half of what they said, but and that's about 1.5 million less. That's a big amount when you're talking about sales, I think. I think they're just trying to we're selling a lot. That's why it's so popular. You should get it. Everyone loves it. But it says, though currently level with Kinect sales, PS Move could find itself at a significant disadvantage by the year end. Microsoft maintains it will sell 5 million Kinect units to customers by the close of the holiday season, a total which appears some way beyond the reach of PlayStation Move. So, I don't know. I think that the Move really feels like backwards technology, like they went backwards instead of moving forwards. And the Kinect feels like the future. The Kinect isn't all that we thought it would be, but it feels like it can be, and it's reaching.
Well, seriously, if you're looking at it from somebody who doesn't game or doesn't do anything like that, you know, you're looking at something where you have to use a controller. Which, you know, I was talking about this the other day. You know, my mom, she's real intimidated by the controller, but you're looking at something where you don't have to use a controller. You're just like, hey, you know, I think I can do that. So I can see where Microsoft thinks they're going to be able to sell more than the Move. As far as the Move being backwards technology, I don't think they really went backwards. I think they kind of just used what the Wii had and made it better. So really, they're not moving as fast forward as, you know, Microsoft is with the Kinect, which is, you know, yeah, the Kinect, it seems like really, really cool. You know, you don't have to use a controller. You just stand there, you know, for, you know, you can decide whether you want to use the Kinect or not, depending on the games. But I don't know. I think it, I guess it would vary. But I could see where some people would be like, wow, you know, this is the future. This is something completely and totally different than anything out there. So I can see where, you know, that would draw a lot of people in.
Right. And what do you think, Eric?
I think the move would be better suited for RPGs at this point. And that's probably what I'm most interested in right now. So
you are hosting?
Like, I haven't really seen any on either front, though. So maybe in the future. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Tycho says, after that Kinect lightsaber hack, Sony is going to have to rethink on how to use that move. I think they both do have things to offer. But I kind of feel like Microsoft made it easy for the Kinect to hack so they could see what people are going to do with it. That's how I feel. They better patent their ideas, though, because Microsoft might just see it and steal it. I don't know. But anyway, what news do you have for us?
Well, on Kotaku, Wolverine tears Marvel Pinball a release date. So actually, the Pinball FX next week on Xbox Live Arcade is actually going to feature Wolverine, which, you know, of course, I'm a Wolverine fan, so of course I've got so he's going to join Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Blade in next week's batch of Marvel additions to the Xbox Live Arcade Pinball FX2. So, you know, I wish I had an Xbox just because I want to play as Wolverine. That's the only reason. But it does say that PlayStation 3 pinball players will be able to purchase the tables as a standalone Marvel pinball download on the PlayStation Network for $9.99 on December 14th. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that because I'll definitely pay $9.99 to be able to play as Wolverine.
Maybe I'll get it. Can you play play online multiplayer?
I'm not really sure. It doesn't say in that. I didn't really do all of the research on that game.
Okay, if you can, then I'll play the PlayStation 3. Alright, so...
I'm hearing myself talk back to me. OnLive unveils new unlimited plan. So, I don't know if any of you guys have OnLive out there, but they're going to have, like, this unlimited plan where you can play, like, 40 games whenever, you know, you please and stuff like that. And you get full retail prices or 3 and 5 day rental plans as well. But the unlimited plan is going to let you be able to play, you know, unlimited games or, 40 of them for an unlimited amount of time. So I thought that was really cool because, you know, a lot of because I guess it's going to be like an equivalent to the iTunes Netflix combo for gaming. Not really sure. But anyway, if any of you guys have OnLive, then be looking forward to that. It's supposed to be launching on January 15th, and the price will be $9.99 a month, which isn't too bad. I mean, you know, $9.99 a month, and you get to play 40 games for an unlimited amount of time, so that's pretty cool.
So raise your hand out there if you got OnLive. I think 3 people just raised their hands.
I don't have it, but, you know, we'll see.
And that's out of millions.
That's out of millions. All right. And then I was, you know, I was just surfing the net. And on Nintendo Life Wii, I noticed that there was a Michael Jackson The Experience. It's like a dancing game, and you can do, like, Michael Jackson dances and stuff like that. I was actually looking at it. I was looking at some of the trailers, and it actually looks pretty good. And this game is actually going to come to the PS3 and Xbox Kinect. I thought maybe you might be interested in that, Kitsune, since you like to dance, and Michael Jackson, well, you know.
Absolutely. Cool. I this game first was introduced at E3 this year, and I was like, no one knew what it was. We're like, what is that? Okay, there's people coming out dancing. It's a dancing game. What? And they didn't show any, like, what system it's on or anything. But then I was at Tokyo Game Show this year as well, and I saw them playing it on the Wii, and it looked fun. So I think I'll be getting it. Michael Jackson is forever.
Yeah, the release date for it is March 31st, 2011 for the PS3 with the Move controller and Xbox with the Kinect. So I really thought that was really interesting, and you guys really should check it out, because I don't like dancing games really, but when I saw this, I was just like, you know, that might be one of the ones I might get.
Dancing games, I don't know what it is. I just freaking love them. They're so fun. And I know I look ridiculous doing these dance moves, but man, I'm having fun trying to do the Superman and dance it, girl. I don't know.
And I like to dance. I like to go out, you know, usually by myself, because I'm weird like that. And I just go out and dance, because I go to the clubs and stuff like that. I don't drink. I don't smoke, you know, while I'm at the club. And, you know, but I'll dance all night. I love to dance. But dancing games, I've just really never gotten into them, you know. And I'm thinking probably getting this one and see. I might end up getting into it. I might end up having to get the Kinect later, too.
Yes. I'm going. It's a virus. It's going around. Everyone's getting the Kinect. It's so fun. I told you guys. Told you.
And then the Analingus Bandit says, I bet Phoenix is a great dancer. I like cumbias, I like salsa, I like merengue, you know, anything with, you know, a Latin beat to it. I love to dance to it. I can dance to rap, but I have a really different, weird way of dancing, I guess. I don't dance like other people. I don't like the whole grinding thing. I just don't like people touching me that much.
I grind on girls and my husband.
Well, you know, I could do the grinding on girls thing. So, you know, yeah, but that wouldn't bother me. But
a girl, I was at a party and she just came over to me and she was like, "Hey, I've been watching you all night. I think you're really hot." So then she just started dancing. I'm like, "Okay." And then she like bends over and like it's like moving her butt like in my crotch. I'm like, "I don't have the equipment for this kind of dance." All right. So now we're going to take a break from the usual Crushcast episode and talk about our sponsor. StenPlay is an extension of the controller to help you game longer and harder all night long, however long you want. Your hands will not feel cramped or won't get blisters on your fingers like usual. You know, when you're pounding on fighting game, your thumbs start getting blisters. Doesn't feel too good. Well, StenPlay is your solution. It's actually a really cool design. I love how it looks. And it, in fact, it's actually designed with airflow channels. Very technical here. They keep your hands cool and dry. And so no more yucky sweating. Like if you're gaming, your girlfriend's next to you, you know, sometimes she'll want to watch you play like Uncharted 2 or something. You reach over to hold her hand or, you know, hug her for a bit. You won't get sweaty hands all over, right? So it's also a very flexible feel. And I can't wait to get my hands on it. I can't wait to actually use it for my games. And it's very comfortable to game with. Like it sits in your lap and it feels natural. And the release date is actually soon, mid-December, but right now you can pre-order it for $20. So that's not bad at all. Like, you'd think it would be, I don't know, $30-$35. But if you want to pre-order, find out more about it, check out xworksonline.com. That's xworksonline.com to see what I'm so excited about. and Alias Bandit says I'm a big perv, maybe, but I don't know. I'm excited about it. And they actually got a contest going on at xworksonline.com. You can go click on contest. It's called Beat Gamer's Claw. And they want to know what a gamer's claw looks like to you. And if you win, you'll get a 46-inch 1080p LED TV. That is pretty awesome. You know, in this economy, you can't really afford something like that, usually. And basically, let them know what gamer's claw mean to you. Let them know what you think of when you think of gamer's claw. So there's a form they have. Simply fill it out and upload your vision of Gamer's Claw to be eligible. And I think like everyone's eligible. Actually, it says right here. Let's see, 18 or over and a U.S. resident to enter. So would I be able to enter? I'm in Japan. I think so, because I'm still a U.S. resident on U.S. land. So really enter that contest. That's a really awesome prize. And I'll post this link in chat because you guys should go to it. So I'm really excited to get our hands on these because I know we'll be able to give away one. I don't know what we're going to do for our contest yet, but soon. So enter their contest and wait on our contest. Woo-hoo. All right. Now, back to Crush Cast. Woo! Ted Claw says Gamer's Claw sounds like a peripheral. Gamer's Claw is when your hands are, like, cramped and really hurting. And anyway, go to the website and you'll see what they're talking about. That what we're talking about is Extend Play. And it sounds like extends that that jog that older men take to have a little fun. But it's funny because you can say you play longer and harder. It's like an attachment for your controller. But I can't wait to like feel it because it has like that flexible material. But anyway, we're going to talk about our main discussion. So let me get that song. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I always forget it's at the top of my list.
Baby, it's time to get down to the main topic.
Yes. Anyway, so our topic today is morality in video games. How you feel about it, how we feel about it. Personally, I love morality in video games. And the reason I like it is because, like, in Fable 3 right now, I love it being, like, super evil, usually. I started good at first, and then I'm like, no, I'm just going to be evil. I'm just going to follow my heart. So, and I talked about, like, I had horns in the last game. I think it's part of my costume, I think. But anyway, so I love that in video games nowadays, like, if you make a decision, it affects your story later on, whether it's a side quest or the main story. Older video games didn't do such a good job on this, but except for maybe Chrono Trigger comes to mind. But in new games, I feel like Heavy Rain, like these games really put you in the position. You're like, do I get do good things? Do I do bad things? How's it going to affect my story later on? Or is it going to mess up my gameplay? You know. So what do you think, Phoenix?
No, that's basically what a game is to actually go into a world that you know, do something, pretend that you're somebody else that you can't normally be when, you know, in real life. But you can't normally, in real life, go around, you know, beating up a bunch of prostitutes with a bat, you know? It's just not going to happen. But, you know, the video games, they give you that option to be able to do things that you wouldn't be able to do in real life, you know? kind of gets you into it, and it's kind of maybe just a release, you know, basically. And I think it's great that they give you the option in a lot of these games to be able to be choose your own path, whether you want to be good or evil, like in I think it was in the Mafia game. You know, you could decide, you know, to do certain things, which does, you know, eventually give you a different outcome. And you know, there's a lot of games now that give you that choice, whether you want to do the right thing or the wrong thing, like that, like BioShock, you know, with the little, what are they called, the little sisters? Yeah, the little sisters. You know, you could decide to either save them or you can kill them, you know, one or the other. And if you kill them, you get more power. If you save them, then, you know, you get less power. But still, you know, it gives you that option. And I think it's great, you know.
Absolutely. What do you think, Eric?
I think that most games that introduce a morality system often are just binary, and they don't really have any significant impact on the game other than the fact that they just let you decide to play the way you might want to play. But I think games need to be a little bit more varied. But for games like Fable, they play a lot like GTA in that aspect, where it's just open sandbox type gameplay. You can just screw around if you want to.
Yeah, in that way. But there's also things like, depending on what you do, you get different achievements. Like, just about everything you do in Fable 3 affects your story. Whether it's the main story or your way you're getting achievements, or there's these things called demon doors that you'll discover that you have to do certain things for, whether they're evil, good, or, you know, you got to show them something that you own or something like that.
But, well, maybe more of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're like an awful person and you just make people fear you, then the whole town can fear you rather than like you, and that can affect your story. GTA, I think it's a completely different in morality. Like, you can decide kind of to be good, but I think either way, you're still like a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But so do you feel that in any games that morality kind of weighs down on you, like makes you really like stop? Like, in some games you don't have time to stop and think, but in some games it lets you sit there, and like in Fable 3, it'll sit there. I think sometimes it doesn't, because it started counting down for me at one point. But it'll let you sit there and decide. But some games you have to decide, like, really quick. And it's like, I don't know what I want to do at some points. Mm-hmm. But, Annalise May says, I'm a good guy in Fable. My people love me.
I heard if you fart in front of people, they like you.
Some people... Some people find that hilarious, just like real life. If we get randomly fired at people, they'll be like, oh yeah, this guy's hilarious, I think I like him. But then there's some parts where, like, you do like things like that and people don't like you so much, so. But in Fable 3, you kind of know, oh, it lets you know this is the bad choice, this is the good choice. In Heavy Rain, you don't know which one's, like, really good and which one's really bad for the most part. So, do you prefer in video games that your choices you make affect the story later on?
I think it's good whenever you make a choice and then it shows you the outcome, you know, in the end, because it's just, you know, it's more realistic that way. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I love it when games, like, I kind of love it and hate it when games have multiple endings. I want the good ending, I want the good ending, and then you end up with a bad ending. But still, it depends on, like, what choices you make. Tarkalos says, games like that, I always choose the side of good. I feel uncomfortable playing on the evil side for moral reasons. I'm not the kind of person who uses a video game to release your frustrations upon the world you live in. And that feels like a big stab at me, because I am like the nicest person in real life as I can be. Now, if you are mean to me, then I'm probably not going to like you too much. I won't be mean back, but I'll probably ignore you. But in video games, I just like to be evil. I just like to make people fear me and do like all the most evil things I can. I don't think that it's really releasing my frustrations upon the world I live in. I don't think I use a video game to do that. But I think I just have fun being evil in a video game. That's it.
I usually like playing the good part first, and then I go back through it again with the evil part.
Yeah, that's always fun to see, like, both sides of the story that way.
If I play Fable 3, I'll probably do evil, because I already played Fable 2 good. So, and I heard it's pretty much the same game, so I'll just play it evil this time.
Well, people say it's the same game, and yeah, the controls are the same, and it kind of plays through the same. But the thing is, you come back for the story. There's a completely new story. There's so much comedy in this game. I love the comedy, and I've been kind of wanting a comedy game lately. And that's why my husband loves it. He's already played it through once. I think he's already like halfway through a second time with the character. I always make fun of him because his character always looks so cool. And I'm like, you know a lot about women's fashion. He's like, what does that mean? But anyway, I think that people hate everything lately. If something comes out, there's something wrong with it, no matter what.
You know, I agree with that. You know, it's just like, I mean, but then again, you know, you can't please everybody.
Absolutely. Like, because of, like, things said about DT5, Gran Turismo 5, I probably won't be getting that game. That's because so many people are saying, like, all these things about it. Especially Derek, who loves racing games. But that has nothing to do with morality. You can't be good or bad in Gran Turismo 5 unless you really suck at racing, then you're bad. So, I really think that I do prefer that my choices affect the story. Like, if you kill this one character, he's not going to show up later. I was reading about Dino Crisis, and there's this one part. This game is so old, I don't care about spoilers. But you can buy it on PlayStation Network, by the way, because we did. You have a choice to kill this one character, or save this one character, or come back later and save him. If you save him, he jumps out in front of a dinosaur and gets killed. If you don't save him, he dies later on anyway. So, I don't know why they added that choice. Because he dies anyway. But I guess it shows, it gives you a choice. Spyro 555 says, whatever you want in games, is not real. That's right. Just because I'm really evil in games, I can become an evil person, right?
Most of those characters in Fable are stupid anyway, so they all deserve it.
I know, who likes sparks? Come on. I think we're in agreement. Kind of, I guess. If anyone wants to call in, it's CrushCast on Skype, and tell me what you think. If you don't want to type it, or you should speak it rather than type it. I think. But I think that I first what got me interested in this was an article I read from bitmob.com. And it was comparing Red Dead Redemption and as a character, putting him as a character on the Maury Povich show. And it was so interesting. And he talks about how John Marston is such a great guy. Like, you can do things with John Marston that are very, very not nice, like very bad and evil. Like, you can shoot somebody stealing, like, there we go, running and stealing a girl, and you can shoot the girl instead of the guy. Or I always do things like out of town, like if there's like a lady hanging out outside of town, I just shoot her or something and then drag her along. So, but for the character John Marston, he is very moral, and you can't like sleep with any prostitutes or anything. So at the end, I want to read this from the story. It says, Maury takes a manila envelope from his producer. We have the results right here. He takes out a piece of paper and puts on his glasses. Abigail Marston looks on apprehensively. We asked John whether he collected all those disguises in order to manipulate women and sleep with them. John said no, and the lie detector determined, Maury pauses for effect, that John was telling the truth. Abigail weeps joyfully. He asked John if he didn't send a telegram because he didn't want to insult his illiterate wife. John said yes, and the lie detector determined that John was telling the truth. John nods knowingly. We asked John if he told everyone he met in New Austin that he had a wife and child and all he wanted was a simple life. John said yes, and the lie detector determined that John was telling the truth. Abigail runs across the stage to hug her husband. We asked John if he slept with any other woman while chasing his former friend, Bill Williamson. John said no, and the lie detector determined that John was telling the truth. Abigail cries into her husband's shoulder. Maury applies along the audience. Before cutting to commercials, two questions appear on screen in stylized font alongside a 1-800 number. Is your village overrun by zombies? Did you break one of the four horses of the apocalypse? We want to hear from you for a future show. I just thought that was so cute and awesome. But it's really funny how you can't sleep with the prostitute or like cheat on his wife or do certain things, but yet you can freaking kill a hooker and drag her along behind your horse, you know?
Right.
I just thought that was really funny. CGU11 says John is not the father. He's so moral, though. He'll take care of the child, even if he wasn't the father. I can't say that. That would be a spoiler. Can I spoil Red Dead Redemption yet? I guess not.
It's a silent.
Has it been out longer than 6 months?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been out longer than 6 months, hasn't it?
Statute of limitations is up.
Really? Because I feel really bad if I spoiled it for somebody and they're like, I was still working on it.
Just give hints. Make him vague.
I think everyone should play the game.
There we go.
With that. You should play the game. Find out about his wife. It's a good story, and it was really nice at the end. I won't say it, but it was nice but painful. It was nice and then painful. There you go. Yes, we are taking calls from Frank Branges on Skype. It's CrushCast. If you don't call in now, you won't get a chance. I'm giving you 5 seconds to call in, and then we're moving on. Okay, 5, 4. Three, two. 1¾.
Oh, come on.
1.25. 1. Okay. We're not taking... I still take the call if you call in. So I hope that everyone likes the morality in video games that they give us, because I know I really enjoy it because you can choose whether to be good or evil. Sometimes I'm good, but usually I'm bad. All right, and my holiday gift idea. This is a new little segment we're doing for the holidays till Christmas is over. Unless you count my husband's birthday, which is February 7th. No, I'm kidding. On buy.com, they're selling an Xbox 360 color accessory pack, wireless controller, like play and charge cable. Sorry, I was eating some Oreos. And rechargeable battery. It's silver. And it's free shipping. And we're getting a call. So, hello, caller. Who is this?
Hey, this is Frank Branches. What are you guys doing?
Talking.
Talking. Talking stuff. Hey, I just called in because you guys brought up that Maury Povich thing. And I watch that show every day. I was just hoping for a question like, are you the father of said person's baby and stuff like that? And they would say, you are not the father. And then, you know, the chick usually runs off the stage and stuff. I could just picture that in my head as you guys were talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know. That show is like, it doesn't sound interesting, but then you start watching it and you can't stop.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I am wearing a red dress with matching red lingerie underneath and red pumps, just to let you know.
Nice. And don't forget the lipstick.
Oh, they got to be stilettos. They got to be stilettos.
Definitely stilettos with fishnet stockings and the whole works. And I'll be working my corner tonight, just to let you guys know.
Nice. Oh. How much are you charging?
Depends. I'll give you a discount, Kitsune and Phoenix. Eric is not allowed on my corner.
Ouch. Well, he's your competition, so that's obvious.
Well, I think I'm ahead in the competition. I don't know. What do you guys think? kilt versus red dress.
Yeah, I think you won.
All right, guys. Well, have a good rest of the show. I wish I would have called in earlier to play my music, but I didn't get a chance to call in earlier. But if I would have, I would have picked, because I'm kind of in a rock mood today, I would have picked Pantera, Cowboys from Hell. So that's
there we go. There we go. I like you now. I definitely like you now.
All right, guys. Have a good rest of the
Thank
show.
Thank you. Bye. And that, guys, was just in CrushCast RP Grinders crossover, all hosts on one show. Woo. So, Spire was talking about what it would happen if all the listeners called in. Is there enough room for everyone? I think so. Everyone call in now. Call in right now. Let's try.
You'll break the internet.
Party.
Yeah. We'll activate the LCHC.
Yes, let's have fun. And CGU11 was talking about you guys. He said, hot. Remember to shave, fellas. Yeah, you better shave your legs.
Oh.
And maybe your chest,
what
too.
What are you shaving?
What?
Nothing. Don't listen to Phoenix.
It just says definitely shave. Make sure you shave that chest area, too, in case you got a low-cut top. And you're back.
I don't have that problem.
I mean, for the guys.
Thank God I don't have to shave my chest.
Don't get that Austin Powers chest. I think he was so hot, but that chest hair was so gross. But anyway.
It was shaped in a heart, too. That was weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I like him, but only he can do it, I guess. Okay, so on buy.com, back to the 360 controller accessory pack. I didn't tell you the price, you know? Duh. It's originally $64.99. And right now their price is $48.99. That is $16 off with free shipping. Limit 4 per customer. That is an awesome holiday gift for any gamers with a
That should be the standard price.
That's true.
$60 for controller. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a accessory pack, so you get all the accessories with it.
It's the only way to get it too.
I know. You know, Microsoft is they love their money more than people.
There you go.
Okay. What's your holiday deal, Phoenix?
Well, it's actually coming from Cheap Ass Gamer, and it's Amazon 17 Days of Deals, and this is going to be day 3. And, of course, you know me, I like my fighting games. So they're having Super Street Fighter 4 for $19.99 for both the Xbox and the PS3. So that's quite a deal right there. I'm thinking maybe I might get it. Then, of course, for all you people who want to play against me on Tekken 6, they have Tekken 6 for Xbox and PS3, which I have the PS3 version, guys, okay, for $9.99, which is a steal. I got it for pretty much nothing, but anyway. Then they have Crackdown 2 for $14.99 for the Xbox 360 and Deadly Premonition. Deadly Premonition for $14.99 as well. So, you know, that's the Amazon deals for, I believe that's today. So, yeah, definitely jump on that. Especially get Tekken 6, and then we can play online. Anybody want to play with me? Anybody?
I do.
Any takers?
I do. I haven't played with you yet.
I'll play Phoenix and Street Fighter.
And Street Fighter? I'm thinking about getting it, definitely. Ordering it off of Amazon. So.
I got that one. Yay.
Yay.
All right. You know what? It's so hot here today. I don't know what's up with this weather. It was raining like all morning. I'm going to see what the weather says in the chat. Look, are you surprised by that?
Not really. I live in New Mexico, and like yesterday, it was day before yesterday, it was snowing. Yesterday, it was cold. Today, it's warm. And it's like, you know, tomorrow, you know, there could be more snow on the ground for all I know. So,
is it usually like that where you are? You there?
I'm still here.
Ooh, something happened to Phoenix.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. There we go.
Is the weather usually like that there? Like, does it vary, like, every year like that?
Yeah, all the time. It's like that all the time. Especially, you know, West Texas and Eastern New Mexico. The weather's just so crazy. It's just like, you know, you never know what the weather's going to be like, so be prepared for anything.
Sounds like Ohio. Right now it's 27. Like 2 days ago it was like 45.
It was very strange for the weather to like change so drastically here. Like since it was raining, I figured it'd get colder. Because it usually starts to get colder, then gets colder and colder till it gets to winter. And now that it's 73.3 degrees, I'm like, our heaters are on in our house because we can't turn them off. And it's freaking hot in December. It's really weird. But anyway, I don't think it's Bandit wants to know your PSN ID.
Who? Okay, it's Phoenix 3309.
All right, Phoenix 3309, there you go. Add her. Spyro555 says, what is your Xbox Live gamer tag as well? Do you have one?
No, I don't have an Xbox gamer tag. I don't have an Xbox. Come on, guys. You should know that. You've been listening to the show long enough. You should know Phoenix does not have an Xbox 360.
Yeah, come on, guys. And Tycho says the Anything Expanded is all of a sudden obsessed with Phoenix. That's all right. We need all the fans we can get. No matter how obsessive they are.
I've had 1, 2, 3, 4 beers because of him tonight, okay?
Dang! It's just, what are you doing at Phoenix? She's on meds because of her teeth, not because of issues mentally.
Yeah, I had a wisdom tooth pulled. They actually had to surgically remove it. It was horrible.
Oh my god.
So,
I got to the dentist.
Yeah, so
I got
I'm
those
taking,
suckers ripped out when I was like about 21.
About Phoenix's age.
Yeah. 21, Phoenix. Yep.
Let's see. Anything is made to say, my crush tonight is Phoenix. Let's keep them going.
Oh.
Ow. Anyway. So, do we have any emails? I think Pyrosaurus said he sent one. I looked for voicemails. I did not find any voicemails. Guys, leave us voicemails. Right. Come on, Al. Yeah, I know everyone is obsessed with Crush Casts.
Yeah, they should leave us voicemails, or at least send us a text message.
Yes. We have some tweets. And you can send some last-minute tweets right now if you haven't already. Go and tweet us. Tweet us now. Tigerclaw305 says, with the holidays upon us, any plans for holiday gift guide for your fellow gamers? Do you think we should put together a holiday gift guide?
A holiday gift guide?
Yeah, for gamers.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. We're looking into it and do it. I know that, Electric Sisterhood did one for you guys, so if you want to check theirs out, go and check it out on their site. Then he also pimped us. Thank you, Tireclaw. We love to be pimped.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, and we were follow frighted by Funny Tima and Eric. Thank you, Eric, at Joe Digitech. Yep. That's it for all the tweets. And nobody sent any.
We have an email from Power Source that says, you should drink to this news because it is awesome. Then you drink it and it's like, yeah. Thank you, Ms. Kitsune and Ms. Phoenix, for an awesome podcast. Stay confident, Ms. Kitsune and Ms. Phoenix. I love your legendary laugh. Crushcast forever, Power Source.
All right. Thank you, Power Source. We always love your emails, and we love the songs you've made for us.
Definitely.
Don't let anybody get you down. something happened on DPL yesterday. You know Mrs. H, Derek's mom?
Uh-huh.
Power Source made a new theme song for her, and so Derek played it, and she did not like it at all. So, I mean, whatever you do, if you're an artist, you make music, whatever you do, you make podcasts. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to not really like it, you know. You can't always win. So, just keep doing what you're doing, and if you enjoy doing it, just go for it.
Yeah, definitely. Don't let anybody bring you down. It's, you know, you do what you want because you want to do it, you know, not because somebody else, you know, says you can or you can't, or, you know, they like it or they don't like it, so on and so forth. But, you know, Power Source has done a really awesome job, you know, helping us out here at Crushcast, you know, along with Pat Freezy and Usual 21. And I can never pronounce his name, so you go ahead and pronounce it. It's nice.
Katsuhiko Janai.
There we go. I just call him Janai because I can't pronounce the first part of it. But, you know, everybody that has contributed, you know, Eric coming on the show, helping us out, you know, we have Zappy, he's been on there, Loserly, Rachel's been on once or twice, I don't remember. And
Panda been on?
No.
Panda was on DPL earlier today, and she mentioned in chat, I didn't get to reply to her, I don't know what I was doing, that she's never been invited to Crushcast. And I could have sworn that I've invited her to join us in Crushcast. Like, I could have sworn.
I think you invited her to TQ Crush.
Maybe.
I think it was way back when we were still doing TQ Crush. But I don't think we've invited her to Crushcast itself. So, So, you know, hey, this is your formal invitation, Panda. Just, you know, get a hold of Kitsune or myself.
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook. We're friends. Join us anytime. You could have just called in and just interrupted us during the show. I wouldn't have cared.
I don't care either. The more the merrier, right?
Absolutely. I love Panda, too, because she just always adds the conversation. Like, she's always very creative with her speaking, and I just love talking to her. Very smart girl. All right, and here's the last, one of the last songs I'm going to play. If it plays. Did you break on me?
Louder?
No.
Is it louder? Is it better? Better? Is it better?
Can you hear me?
Yes. On to thank you. Thank you. Shout out.
Well, we definitely want to give a shout out.
Is it better? Come on now. Come on now. Is it better now? Can you hear me now? Am I killing your ears? Is that too loud?
We've kind of already done our shout out, so I'll just say a shout out to all our listeners and Frank Branches for calling in and Eric for joining us on the show today.
Also,
thank you.
The All Games Network and everybody that has contributed to everything that they've done or trying to do. Joe Digitech is actually doing a what is it, a newsletter type thing, and it's really awesome. I like to read his newsletters, so that's really great. Kudos to that. So you know, there we go.
All right, I'm hearing like lots of noise. I don't know what's going on. What are you guys doing?
I don't know.
Anyway, yes, thank you for doing that newsletter. It really looks really nice. I love it. I don't know. I think he worked so hard on it, it looks like. But you can find out more about us on crushcast.podomatic.com. Email us at thecrushcast@gmail.com. And call us, leave us voicemails. Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter if you call and say meow and hang up. We love voicemails. If you call and say meow, please tell us who you are at least.
Meow.
Mike. No. And you can call and just like speak a different language too. I don't care. Do it. And you can call us. The phone number is 714-20-CRUSH or 714-202-7874. I know you just wrote that down. I'll repeat the last four so you can write it down again. 7874. I was a little fast on that. Anyway, we're live here on All Games every Thursday night at 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. So I just wanted to throw that out there for archive listeners who don't read. thank you for listening.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I think a little something like this.